I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop. A rock, bop, a rhythm and blues. A rock, bop, a rhythm and blues, baby. A rock, rock, a rhythm and blues, yeah. A rock, bop, a rhythm and blues. A rhythm and blues, well, it must be going around.
Yeah, Robert Gordon, who passed away today, one of the great rockabilly revival singers, and I used to see him. I must have seen him 1,000 times, something ridiculous like that, but so many times, especially back in the day when those first two records came out, the one with Link Wray and the one we just heard, and absolutely a great artist packed with energy, and he's been doing it now for, he was just doing it up until very recently, and so, yeah, I think he was 73, something like that, and he's he'll be missed. Next up tonight, we have Delaney of the Bell Curves, who will be performing, I believe, this Sunday, and we'll get to some details on that, but we're going to hear something first from her new release, Watershed, and this is called Check Engine Light, right here, WUSB, Stony Brook. Watershed is the name of the new record, and that was Check Engine Light, and pretty cool stuff, I would say, and Delaney from the Bell Curves is going to be performing this Sunday at the WUSB Sunday Series, and at the Long Island Museum, which is right on the corner there of, you know, around where 25A cuts through Stony Brook. And it's going to be October 23rd at 5 p.m. Should be quite the show. Gene Casey, great player, will be there. Delaney Hafner, Caroline Doctorow, Brian Gallo, Ray Lambasi, Mary Lamont and Jim Marchese, Pete Mancini, Jerry McKevney, Quarter Horse, among who knows who else. And they'll be doing a tribute to two Texas troubadours, Nancy Griffith and Townes Van Zandt. And it should be quite the show, and we are lucky enough to have Delaney with us right now. Delaney, you want to play something for us?
Yeah, sure. I'm very excited to be part of this tribute on Sunday at 5. I grew up listening to a CD that my mom had by Nancy Griffith, and I sort of stopped listening to it when I started listening to my own music around, 13, 14. I was like, I'm not going to listen to my parents' music anymore. But it turns out that this CD of my mom's had a profound impact on me, and I started writing country-tinged music about 4 years ago, and this is one of the more country-tinged songs.
Okay, let's hear it.
I was born in 96. Grew up on the East End, and it sure felt like the sticks. But I miss the Laurel Canyon of 1968. Oh, they left New York City, but I'm 50 years too late. Got on my first plane down to Huntsville, Alabama. I could barely spell my name. Now I miss the Crescent City and the magic in the air. Oh, life was slow and easy the one night I spent there. A few in Jersey too, but they all work too much now, 'cause rent is always due. And I miss Greenwich Village, playing old folk songs, planning the resistance long before my folks were born.
Beautiful. That was Delaney from the Bell Curves playing live for us here in the studio. I think Delaney may be the first live artist we've had in quite a while on Friends Revolution.
Gosh. Yeah. Wow. I'm honored.
Been doing a lot of phone interviews, obviously, the last few years, and sometimes pre-recorded stuff, but I think live. Yeah, I think so. And that, of course, is 1968 from the Bell Curves brand new record, Watershed, which we've been playing a lot on the show, and you guys should be somewhat familiar. And tell us, Delaney, just a little about your background. Now, you just told us a whole lot of background right there, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I sort of jumped the gun a little bit, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, the song also gives a lot of background, kind of lays it all out on the table. Yeah, I started playing as the Bell Curves, in like January of 2019, I think were my first couple gigs as the Bell Curves. And this record came out in Watershed, that is, came out at the end of June this summer. And it feels like I've finally sort of honed in on making the music that I want to make. And yeah.
Okay. Do you find, you tell me, are your songs basically, the songs on this record or the Bell Curve songs in general, autobiographical somewhat?
All of them except the murder ballad.
Well, that's good. At least you're not owning up to it.
Yeah, they are mostly autobiographical, some more than others. There's one that is sort of inspired by someone else's argument that I was not a part of, that I don't know. I was still young when I wrote the song, and I didn't really have a lot of my own experiences yet. But all the rest of the songs are, yeah, pretty much about myself, which I don't know if that's good or bad. But they say write what you know, and you're supposed to know thyself. So
that's right. And obviously, you are playing this this Sunday at 5, mm-hmm. Right at the Long Island Museum, right in Stony Brook, and which is right on the corner there. And as you come around on 25A, and it's going to be at 5 p.m. And we're pretty excited about the whole thing and the fact that you're part of it. And two great artists, as we were discussing there. And by the way, you were discussing Nancy Griffith. We don't want to talk about what you're going to play, but we're going to guess a Nancy Griffith song.
Yes, I will give a hint. In the first song that you played, in Check Engine Light, there's a line about wishing that I had a van. And the song by Nancy Griffith that I'm going to be doing is on the same playlist about vans.
Oh, I see.
That okay. I made. That's right. I made a playlist with my own song on it.
So how did you get involved in this project, Delaney?
Well, it's organized by Charlie Backfish and my good friend Pete Mancini. And Pete was the one who invited me to be part of it. And, yeah, but it's a lot of friends. John Rienzi, the drummer in Quarter Horse, has been a Belkers drummer of late. So it'll be nice to see him. Of course, Brian Gallo and Pete Mancini are regulars. And I work at WLIW-FM, and I just got to meet Gene Casey when he came into our studio a few weeks ago. So that was really cool. It'd be nice to see him again.
Okay. And people can, of course, get tickets for this at sundaystreet.org, where you can always get tickets for the stuff that's happening on those Sunday series shows that Charlie puts together. And so you can just go to sundaystreet.org and check out this event as well as others. And that's always a cool thing. So you're primarily... I think when the last time I saw you playing guitar, you were playing electric guitar, and here we are playing, of course, acoustic. Do you have a preference?
Well, that's a great question. Preference? I like to play electric guitar usually when I play out by myself, because when I'm playing by myself, I want to sort of maintain the ethos of the band, which I've been calling Garage Americana lately. So I like playing electric guitar because it kind of gives it that edge. But the amp that I play with is really heavy, and I didn't really feel like playing electric tonight, for being quite honest. I've also just been playing this guitar because I was practicing my Townsend Nancy songs earlier this afternoon, and this guitar has nice fresh strings on it thanks to my dad, Bill Hafner. So that's how we ended up here.
Okay. And you've been up to the station before, but have you been up to this, the new studio here?
I have. I don't remember when, but I had, when I was coming here, I just was sort of guided by memory, and I just sort of found my way here. So I have been in before.
Okay, there you go. And how are you, how many Bell Curves releases are there at this point?
Oh, geez. I don't know. That's a very good question. You mean like full-length albums or like anything altogether?
Like when you actually do a release, how many do you have?
Well, so we have two full-length albums. Mm-hmm. So we have Watershed, and the first album was called Promising Light. Mm-hmm. There's a sort of long EP, short album concept record called 2020. Came out in 2020. Shocking, I know. Mm-hmm. And there's a smattering of singles. We did a cover of Graham Parsons' In My Hour of Darkness with Pete Mancini, ironically enough. Maybe I'll play that one after I'm done chatting. And there's a song we did with Finn and His Rust Kickers called Uh-oh. February Girl.
Great guys. Those are great guys.
And I think that those are the only two standalone singles, but I could be wrong about that. There's also a bunch of... recordings like with videos on YouTube that we did. We did an EP, a short three song acoustic EP right at the start of the pandemic, because I had these new songs that I was really trying to get out into the world, to kind of get into people's heads as like the new direction of the band. And we had plans to do them as like live in studio videos with the whole band. And then the pandemic happened. So it ended up being just me and my dad. But that we decided to release as a little mini EP. I think that's everything. I think that's all that there is. But yeah.
Okay. All right. And of course, you're involved in other musical projects. We did mention Finn and his Rust Kickers. And you play bass and are the musical anchor of that particular operation. Because you're always are giving me the hard looks when
always,
I screw
I'm
up.
Very, very bossy.
You are. But somebody's got to do it. You know? I can't be left to my own devices. I really can't be. And your gifts in that operation are really appreciated.
Thank you.
Yeah. Enough about me. So how do people get a hold of, we have CDs, mm-hmm. you have records, obviously you have some digital records.
Exciting news. I just today figured out how to set up my Shopify account so I can start listing my merch someplace other than just Bandcamp. So right now Bandcamp is where all of the merch is. There's t-shirts, CDs, pins, all sorts of things. But there is now CDs listed on my Instagram page. So that's the Bell Curves, B-E-L-L-E. The Bell Curves on Instagram, Spotify, Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited. I was very impressed with myself. Not that it's really that difficult. It's incredibly user-friendly to sell things on the internet. Shocking. But yeah, so that's cool.
Okay, that's great. Well, yeah. We'll get that. Is that actually in operation yet?
Yeah, there's only CDs listed now because by the time I got to that point, I got too tired to list any of the other merch. I was like, okay, I'll do the t-shirts tomorrow.
Okay.
But you can buy the deluxe Watershed CDs on Instagram, Facebook.
Okay, the links take you everywhere.
Yeah, just go on Instagram and find me.
You guys, of course, they're not up at this second, but you guys, of course, can follow the links that's on the links that are on the playlist for Finn's Revolution at WUSB.FM, and just scroll down, and you'll see on the right side the links to hook up with the Bell Curves stuff, and they put out some really nice packages of stuff, especially the single February Girl.
Oh, yeah, that's on Late Cut 7 Inches.
There you go. That's right. That's right. 7 Inches. 7 Inches. You guys remember those, right? but they're things are available in all kinds of formats, and that's always very cool. So, want to play something else for us, Delaney?
Sure. I said I was going to play Graham Parsons. I'm not going to do that. Sorry, Graham. I'm going to play another one of my songs.
Okay.
If I could just actually go off on a really quick tangent before I start this. This is one of those songs that I wrote when I started deciding to make, you know, country. And I put that in air quotes because I don't really consider myself like an authentic country artist. But this is one of the songs that I sort of was inspired by the music of Nancy Griffith and Townes Van Zandt, because there's a simplicity, a surface level simplicity in that kind of songwriting that I was really drawn to, and this is one of the songs where I was really trying to emulate that. So this is Gas Station Waltz.
Why'd you have to go and leave me all? Inside jokes. Why'd you leave me starry-eyed and flat broke? All of my plans turned to smoke. Well, I can tell you what I know, and I can share all that I own. A $5 hat, a full day. I'll sing this fake honky tonk. Roll the windows down and let my hair tangle.
Delaney of the Bell Curves doing Gas Station Waltz live right here. How long ago did you write that, Delaney? Sorry.
I'm trying to do math. 3 years ago?
Okay.
I think.
What day of the week was it? Never mind.
I don't know.
Okay. And how long did it take? How long does it generally take you to write something?
Well, that's a really good question. For a long time, it didn't take me, like, any time at all. I would pretty much have an idea and be keeping notes and ideas and stuff, like, in my notes in my phone. And then I would just sort of get the little spark of inspiration, sit down, and just blast one out all at once. That hasn't really happened. I have, like, 4 or 5, like, scraps right now. Like, in my mind, they look like a shirt with, like, one sleeve or, like, pants that don't have, like, I don't know. They're just, like, unfinished garments in my head. Like, they're not completed. They're just scraps of songs. So it hasn't really happened that way in a while, but I do have a couple of new ones that are finished. But usually it happens pretty fast once I sit down and do it.
Once it starts rolling, right?
Yeah, that one I think I pretty much just sat down and it all just blasted out in like an hour or two.
Well, there's something to be said that the songs require more craft as you get even better at them.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I'm also, I don't know, it's just like the same way that like your palette changes as you get older. I think that like your creative process changes as you have different experiences and new influences, and that's fine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I'm telling myself it's fine.
I think everybody who writes songs goes through different phases where things just fly, and as you just said, it's another thing also when, you know, you haven't put out something in a little while, so, you know, all of a sudden you get this impetus and you're rolling.
Yeah.
You know, does exactly. That happen with everything?
Yeah, I think so. I had sparks, but like I didn't have the kindling to keep them going over the last couple of years. So
okay.
I have these ideas that I need to finish, but I do have a couple of new ones that are done. Okay. I don't know if we have time for one more.
Of course
live
we do.
One? We do? Okay.
Of course we do.
Well, do you want to hear a brand new one?
I'd love to hear a brand new one.
This one, I've played it out, I think, 2 or 3 times, some open mics and such. Right now, I think I'll just call it Pleasure in Routine, because that's the refrain.
All
right. It's a COVID song. But I don't. That's a working title. It feels a little obvious to me, so I don't know if we're going to stick with that. I'm feeling in my bed for blue light, silver lining. There are things I cannot say, they're the things I need to show. You call me me down.
17. Take on new meaning now. The words and stories still feel like home. In a different light, like your grandmother's kitchen, you never saw at sunrise.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Pleasure in routine.
Yeah. Okay. For now.
Okay. Well, it's, we can erase it later. Okay. And right now, how is the CD sales of Watershed going along? Are you selling a bunch?
Yeah. It's good to use the word a bunch because that's nice and vague.
Well, everyone should absolutely pick it up. You can go to the pages that are listed on the website in moments from now and link up and pick it up. Or you can, I'm sure, just message the Bell Curves, Delaney at the Bell Curves website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she can hook you up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Wherever you use the internet, that's what I tell people.
That's right.
I'll be there.
Okay. So we have this big show coming up this Sunday, as we're talking. All-star cast, including Delaney. And it's going to be a tribute to two fantastic songwriters, singer-songwriters, Nancy Griffith and Townes Van Zandt. And all-star cast performing their songs. And it's part of WUSB's Sunday series that Charlie Backfish runs, of course. And it's going to be at the Long Island Museum in Stony Brook on Sunday the 23rd at 5 p.m. And, of course, we'll be there, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you there. You're going to get your tickets at sundaystreet.org, sundaystreet.org. Pick yourself up a pair of tickets and head down there. It's a great way to spend an early evening, late afternoon, and it's a beautiful venue, and the sound there is great. Delaney, have you heard the sound there before?
No, this will actually be my first time at the Long Island Museum.
Exciting.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, the sound is great. You're going to love it. You're going to be great
there. I'm very excited. I'll be there with this guitar.
Oh, you're going acoustic on us, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Am. Well, you know, it's Nancy in Towns. What am I going to do?
I hear you. I hear you. No feedback,
can't
right?
Can't go, you know, blasting everyone off into space.
That's right. Yeah. So we've been listening to Delaney of the Bell Curves play live. You guys can hear this forever and a day tomorrow night, beginning tomorrow night at about this time on the podcast, Finn's Revolution Podcast. Just search out Finn's Revolution Podcast and you'll be there. And also you could search out Finn's Revolution Delaney and you'll find it as well, and or the Bell Curves. And plenty of links for that, and it'll be up tomorrow night. And all this information, there'll be more than this information that's on the site tomorrow evening. So just check that out. Delaney, let's hear something else from the new release, Watershed, from the CD.
Sure.
As we go out. And what would you like to hear?
It looks like you got Sun and Moon queued up. I think that would be a good one to go out on. It's another one of the sort of country-ish ones. And it's a murder ballad with the gender reversal. So, yeah. This is, as I said, this is the one that is not autobiographical. I didn't kill anyone.
No foreshadowing either, I hope, because it's just you and I in the studio
That's
together,
right.
You know?
Yep. Uh-oh. Don't make any wrong moves.
All right. So you guys check it out. Watershed can be picked up everywhere, but you can go to the Bandcamp, you can go to the Instagram, you can hook up with all of the Bell Curve stuff. And Bell Curves, once again, is BelleCurves. And name of the new record is Watershed. And there's, we just heard a little preview of some stuff to come as well, which is pretty cool. Delaney, thanks for joining us on Finn's Revolution.
Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
And we will we'll see you Sunday at 5 p.m. over at the Long Island Museum in Stony Brook.
Can't wait.
All right. We'll see you later, Delaney.
On our wedding night, he looked me in the eye, said I was the only one for him. But now he's gone away, and I'm sitting here all the sun is
doodly squat, yeah. My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Well, she ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleep in the kitchen with her feet out the door. But my gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat, yeah. My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Well, she ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot.
Yeah, the great Robert Gordon, who passed away today, of course, missed his recent comebacks, and his comeback albums have been just absolutely smart and sharp and on it, just like these earlier ones. And we're going to hear some more Robert Gordon in a minute, but, you know, something I was planning to do tonight anyway was just hear a little from the master himself, the inventor. Happy birthday to the late Mr. Chuck Berry.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Say, you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Ah! Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blind, half good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school. No need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Something wrong, dime gone, will mail, or the suitor operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war. Army bunk, army child, army clothes, army car. Ah, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too too much monkey business for me to be involved. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration. Get away, leave me be.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party. Try to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only. Just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. More than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye with hurry home drops on. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, man, I can hear you, and it's not a radio. Your voice still echoes through me. I can hear you, Daddy-o. In a pink Thunderbird, oh. A Bebopalula was the catman's word. He had a teenage partner, she was 17. That rockabilly rebel, Jean, Jean, Jean. Well, crazy legs jumping to a brand new beat. They're the cats and the kittens of old Bob Street. His double talking baby called him Turtle Dove. Pretty, pretty baby gave him a woman love. Wear my ring. Lot of loving. Sing, Gene, sing. He was jumping Jackson. Go, man, go. B-I, Biggie, Bye, Bo, Bo, Go. Gonna back up, baby. Blue Gene Bop. B-I-Bop-A-Lula. You couldn't stop. Racing with the devil. You were born to do. Gene Vincent. I sure miss you. Bop-a-Lula, you couldn't stop.
racing with the devil you were born to do. Jimmy Jean Vincent, I sure miss you. I'm a goner as a fuss, I'm a goner as a holler. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby and try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta earn some money. If you wanna use a car to go out next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Then you can't use a car cause you didn't work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
It's in the bottle, it's in the glass, it's in the fool that's in love with you. But you just wanted to be free. The jukebox is playing, the words are saying, in this song you and I knew. And I've heard you say the same things to me. It's all over and I still love her. She's telling him the same things she told me. It's in the bottle, it's in the glass, it's in the pool that's in love with you. But you don't care about and I still love her. She's telling him the same things she told me. It's in the bottle, it's in the glass, it's in the pool that's in love with you. But you
don't care about me.
Robert Gordon with Link Wray right there doing a acoustic number, a beautiful, sad little ballad. Robert Gordon passed away today, and at the age of 73, I believe. I'd have to double-check that, but we're going to hear a little more Robert Gordon before we sign off. So stay tuned for a little more of that. Here's a classic from Robert Gordon called Wheel of Fortune right here on WUSB Stony Brook.
The Wheel of Fortune goes spinning around. Will the arrow point my way? Will this be my day? I'm raring to go. When I go places, I just don't care. Do you know why? Do you see what I wear? Black slacks, take 14 in black slacks. Really are king in black slacks. Make it cool, daddy, up. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. Man, you ought to see me with my turban on. I know that you would say he's gone. Black slacks, mostly in the head. Black slacks, well, that's what I said. Black slacks, I'm the cat's pajamas. Also run around with crazy little mama. But a real cool breeze. Black slack, black slack, black slack, black slack, black slack. Make it cool, daddy, oh. When I put them on, I'm a raring to go. When I put them on, I'm a raring to go. When I put them on, I'm a raring to go. Black slack, black slack, black slack, black slack, black slack. Black slack.
sun shining down on you, woman. You're my woman. Springtime with the flowers and the grass growing green. You're standing there in a pair of old blue jeans. You're my woman. And when I'm holding you and I feel your heart a beat, waiting for my love, and I know that's when it's your love I'm feeling. Just meant a memory, and she walked right up to me. A picture that I always see. I just meant a memory. Chapter one was when we met. Chapter two, I can't. She walked away from me. I just lost my memory. A vision that haunts me, that wants me, that needs me. Only a memory. Can I make her real to me?
is Finn, and this, of course, we've been listening to some Robert Gordon tonight as he passed away today. We'd like to thank Mark Bingham, Crazy Mark Bingham, and also Delaney of the Bell Curves for some fine live performance. And you can catch it all again on the podcast tomorrow evening, Finn's Revolution Podcast. And you can catch Delaney on the Sunday series show at the Long Island Museum this Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Check it out at sundaystreet.org. Sundaystreet.org. Let's see here. Let's stick with a little rockabilly bit here. As I said, my name is Finn, and until next week, just remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do. I'll see you.